This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine, if you will, that you've just spent, I don't know, maybe $100,000 designing the most breathtaking, visually stunning billboard the world has ever seen.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a serious budget.
Right. I mean, the graphics are incredible, the copy is wildly persuasive, the branding is just absolutely flawless.
Sounds perfect.
It is. But there's just one tiny, tiny problem. You decided to construct this masterpiece inside a pitch black tunnel.
Oh, no!
Yeah. And the only people driving through this tunnel are wearing night vision goggles. And those goggles are tuned to a very specific infrared frequency.
Let me guess, a frequency that you completely forgot to paint your billboard in.
Exactly. Yeah. So to you, looking at the design on your computer screen, it's a masterpiece. But to the drivers in the tunnel, it literally doesn't exist.
It is entirely invisible. And, you know, that scenario isn't just some hypothetical nightmare. That is exactly what is happening to thousands of businesses online right now.
Yeah.
Like, they are completely blind to the fact that the fundamental audience for their website has just changed overnight.
And that brings us to today. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to figure out exactly why a beautiful, wildly expensive website might be completely invisible in the year 2026.
Right, and more importantly, how you can actually become the preferred answer for the AI search agents that, well, everyone is using now.
Exactly. We are grounding today's exploration in a really highly insightful article from Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's written by their co-founder, Chris Bradley.
Yeah, it's a great piece.
It really is. The whole piece focuses on the absolute necessity of building an AI-friendly website. Because, and this is the massive blind spot we're tackling today, what if your most important prospective clients aren't humans at all?
Right. What if they are machines and they just can't see a single thing you've built?
It's terrifying to think about.
It really is. But setting the stage around this structural shift is absolutely vital for your own knowledge base. I mean, we really have to realize that we are actively moving away from the era of traditional search engines.
Right. The old days of typing a query and getting like a list of 10 blue links to scroll through.
Exactly. We are now firmly in the era of answer engines.
Yeah.
Systems like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Claude, Perplexity, they don't want to give you a list of links. They want to give you a single definitive answer.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to really understand the solution here, we first have to understand the modern problem that businesses are just slamming face first into right now.
Yeah, the Double Dome article calls this the AI slump.
The AI slump. Let's paint a picture of what this slump actually looks like for you listening to this right now. Say you've got this sleek website.
Right.
It's got persuasive copy, gorgeous hero images, you know, obvious brand prestige. But Bradley points out that an AI agent just doesn't care about any of that.
Not even a little bit.
When an AI looks at a traditional site, it doesn't see your cool minimalist design, does it?
No, not at all. It's basically looking at HTML soup.
HTML soup, I love that.
I mean, think about it. A human can infer context visually, right?
Yeah.
We see a big bold word at the top of a page, and instinctively we just know it's the company name.
Yeah, or we see a smiling face in a hard hat next to a truck and we infer, okay, it's a good construction company.
Exactly. But an AI doesn't have eyes. It doesn't have visual reasoning in the way we do.
Right.
So if the AI cannot instantly categorize your service or verify your expertise or map your location through the underlying code itself, well, your business simply does not exist to that AI.
Wow.
And because humans are increasingly asking AIs for recommendations instead of scrolling through traditional search results, your traditional web traffic just starts dropping off a cliff.
So if I'm building a traditional website in 2026, it really is like building that gorgeous luxury storefront in the middle of the desert, but completely forgetting to submit your address to the global GPS network.
That is exactly what it is.
The building is there, the lights are on, but literally no one's navigation system knows how to drive to it.
Right.
But I have to ask, does this mean we have to entirely abandon human aesthetics? I mean, are we supposed to just build brutalist text-only websites from 1995 just to please a machine?
You know, that is a very common fear, but it's a crucial distinction the article makes. It is not about abandoning aesthetics.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's about stopping the practice of only building for human eyes. You don't have to tear down the luxury storefront. You just have to install the GPS beacon in the foundation.
I see. So you must start building for intelligence.
Yes. The core thesis here is that you have to ensure the AI requires absolutely no guesswork when it is deciding whether or not it should cite you as a source. Guesswork is the enemy of AI visibility.
Which brings us to a really fascinating question. If the AI doesn't care about our sleek design or our catchy emotional copywriting, we need to understand exactly what it is looking for when it crawls a site.
Right. What is the machine actually seeing?
Exactly. The article gets pretty technical here, explaining that AI tools don't read like humans do. They parse websites as data sets to build what's called a knowledge graph of the world.
Yeah, the knowledge graph.
Can you break down what that actually means?
Yeah, so think of a knowledge graph like a massive, practically infinite corkboard covered in pushpins.
Okay, a giant corkboard.
And there's red string connecting all those pins together. Each pin is a concept or a place or a business, and the string is the relationship between them.
Got it.
So to build this web, the AI looks for a specific structural framework called semantic triples.
Semantic triples. That sounds like an Olympic figure skating move.
It really does have that ring to it, doesn't it? But in computer science, a semantic triple basically consists of three parts: a subject, a predicate, and an object.
Let's use the example from the article because it really clarified this for me. Let's say a human is reading your homepage and they see the sentence, "Our team provides top-tier consulting in Atlanta."
Right.
To a human, that flows nicely. It sounds very professional. But the AI needs to see that information broken down into those semantic triples.
Exactly.
It needs to see organization, which is the subject, then provide service, which is the predicate or relationship, then consulting, the object.
Yes. And then it connects consulting to area served, which connects to Atlanta.
So it's organization to provide service to consulting to area served to Atlanta.
You've got it. What's fascinating here is the translation process is purely mathematical.
Mathematical?
Yeah. The AI is stripping away all the adjectives, the top tier, the our team, all that marketing fluff. It is looking for hard, categorizable relationships. Subject, relationship, object.
But wait, I have to push back on this robotic translation.
Sure.
If that is what the machine wants to read, are we supposed to write our actual marketing copy in this weird caveman style subject, predicate, object format?
Like, we organization, we provide service.
Exactly. Services consulting.
Mm-hmm.
We Atlanta. Doesn't that completely ruin the persuasiveness for the actual human being who eventually reads it?
Oh, it would absolutely ruin the human experience. It would be awful.
Right.
Thankfully, that's not what the team at Double Dome is suggesting at all. These semantic triples don't replace your beautifully written human copy.
Oh, okay.
They live behind the scenes in the technical backbone of the website.
I see.
So your human visitors still see, "Our team provides top-tier consulting in Atlanta." But under the hood, hidden in the code, you are explicitly feeding the AI the semantic triple.
Ah, okay. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. But the warning here is stark. If these relationships aren't explicitly defined in the code, the AI has to guess what your sentence means.
And like we said earlier, guesswork is the enemy.
Exactly. And in 2026, AI guessing means a wasted click, a hallucinated answer, and ultimately a lost lead for your business.
Okay, so if I'm not writing caveman copy on my homepage, where does this data go? Like, how exactly do we spoon feed this structure to the machine? Because you look at a modern website, it's incredibly complex.
It is.
Where do we even start?
The article breaks this down into three actionable layers of AI visibility.
Okay.
Think of them as a translation mechanism between your human design and the machine's knowledge graph. The first is the structural layer.
The structural layer.
This involves your heading tags, you know, your H1, H2, H3, H4 tags.
Now, for years, I feel like people just use these tags to make the font size bigger on their website.
Oh, all the time.
Like if they wanted big, bold text to catch a human's eye, they just made it an H1.
Okay.
But I'm guessing that's a massive red flag for an AI.
It is a giant red flag.
Wow.
To an AI, an H1 isn't a font size. It's the title of the book.
Right.
The H2s are the chapters. The H3s are the subsections. If you use an H3 just because you like how the text looks visually, but it's logically out of order, say putting an H3 above an H2, you are confusing the machine's ability to parse your document.
So the structural layer is really about creating a strict logical hierarchy of information.
Exactly.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me. If I use a construction analogy, the structural tags basically build the frame of the house.
Right, the studs and the joists.
Yeah. But how does the AI know what's actually inside the rooms? If I have a string of numbers on my site, how does the AI know if that's my phone number, my pricing, or my street address?
And that brings us to the second layer, the schema layer. This relies on a standardized code format, often called JSON LD markup.
JSON LD. That sounds like Cure developer jargon.
Yeah.
What is that actually doing for the business owner?
Think of JSON-LD as a specialized dictionary that you hand directly to the search bot when it arrives at your site.
Okay.
Instead of letting the bot read a paragraph and try to guess what a specific number represents, this markup explicitly labels the data.
I see.
It tells the bot, in a language it natively understands, this specific number is the price in U.S. dollars, and this text block over here is a 5-star review from a verified customer. You are removing all ambiguity.
That makes perfect sense. So we have the frame of the house and we have labels on everything inside the house.
Exactly.
What is the third layer?
The semantic layer. This is where you connect your website to the outside world.
The outside world.
Yeah. It involves using authoritative terminology that links your brand to entity nodes that AI models already recognize as trustworthy.
You mentioned the knowledge graph earlier, that big digital corkboard. Is an entity node just one of those push pins on the board?
That's the perfect way to look at it. The AI models already maintain massive databases of established concepts, which are these entities.
Okay.
If you are a bankruptcy lawyer, you don't just want to say, we help with debt. You want your semantic layer to connect your specific business entity to the broader established knowledge graph node for bankruptcy law.
Yeah.
You are mathematically proving to the AI that your business belongs in that specific category.
Okay, so if I synthesize all of this with the house analogy, the structural layer, the H tags, that's the wooden framing of the house and gives the building its shape and logic.
Yes.
The schema layer, the JSON-LD, that's your plumbing and electrical blueprint. It tells the inspectors exactly where the vital resources flow.
Spot on.
And the semantic layer is how your specific house connects to the broader city's power grid.
That is a phenomenal analogy. You are building infrastructure, not just a facade.
But if you're driving right now listening to this, you might be panicking thinking you need to learn to code. Or that doing all this heavy lifting, burying blueprints and power grid connections in the code of your site is going to bog down your site's load speed. Is adding all this hidden data going to ruin the human user experience?
Well, the Double Dome piece addresses this directly in their FAQ section because it really is the number one concern from business owners.
I bet.
And the definitive answer is no.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this technical backbone is incredibly lightweight. It's just text and structured data. It doesn't add massive, heavy files like a giant background video or an unoptimized high-res image would.
That makes sense.
In fact, establishing better content organization and a stricter structural layer actually forces you to make the site easier and more intuitive for humans to navigate.
Right, because if the logic makes sense to a machine, it's probably going to make a lot of sense to a human clicking through the menus.
Exactly. Good structure benefits both audiences simultaneously.
Let's get incredibly specific for a moment, because the article provides a fantastic side-by-side comparison of human perception versus AI interpretation.
Yeah, this part is really eye-opening.
It's like a translation game, and I really want to walk through a few of these. Let's look at how humans and AI build trust differently.
Okay.
For a human, if I want to trust a website, I look for professional photography, maybe pictures of the team, and a clean, recognizable logo. But an AI doesn't have emotions.
Right.
It can't feel trust from a smiling photograph. So what does it actually look for?
The AI looks for verified schema review and author credentials buried in the code.
Interesting.
It needs cryptographic or structured proof that real people have reviewed the business and that the person writing the content is a verified expert entity. It relies on data validation, not visual polish.
What about location? A human clicks the Contact Us page, sees a little embedded picture of a Google map, maybe a photo of the storefront, and says, yep, they are located in Chicago.
And this is where the lack of visual reasoning really comes into play. The AI doesn't look at the JPEG of the map and understand it's Chicago.
It does.
No, it needs local business geo-coordinates and strict NAP data. That's name, address, phone number.
Oh.
And that data has to be formatted in a way that perfectly aligns with global databases. It actually reads the longitude and latitude coordinates and cross-references them against other directories to mathematically verify you exist in physical space.
So if your address is just text over an image, the AI literally doesn't know where you are.
You might as well be on Mars.
Wow. Okay, navigation is another one. Humans want a clean, simple drop-down menu at the top of the page.
Yeah.
AI needs a clear site navigation element in the schema and a meticulously organized XML sitemap, which is essentially a text-based map of every single URL on your domain so the bot doesn't get lost.
Exactly.
But out of all these comparisons, the one that really stopped me in my tracks was expertise.
Oh, yeah. This is perhaps the most profound shift of the answer engine era.
Right, because if a human wants to gauge a company's expertise, they read their blog. They look for well-written, engaging articles. But Chris Bradley notes that AI needs something called information gain and unique data citations.
Yes.
So wait, just having a beautifully written blog post isn't enough anymore.
No, it's not. To understand why this is happening, we have to look at the math behind large language models, the technology powering ChatGPT and Claude.
Okay.
These models are essentially incredibly complex prediction engines. They have ingested a massive portion of the public internet, and their entire job is to predict the next logical word in a sentence.
Okay, so how does that relate to my company's blog post?
Well, think about the average corporate blog. The top 5 ways to save on taxes or how to hire a plumber.
Right.
If you just hire a copywriter to write another beautifully phrased version of the exact same information that already exists on 10,000 other websites, that text is entirely predictable to the AI.
Oh, I see.
The model already knows what word comes next. Because it's predictable, its data value to the model is literally zero. It provides zero information gain.
Oh, wow. Because you aren't teaching the machine anything new. It's just a regurgitation of its existing training data.
That is the core of it. AI doesn't care about flowery language or clever puns. It cares about net new, unique data that it hasn't seen before.
Like what?
Like original research, unique case studies, proprietary statistics, deep personal experience that only you possess.
Ah, okay.
When you provide high information gain, your website transitions from being a passive brochure into an active 24/7 technical sales rep. You are literally providing the valuable training data that teaches these powerful AI assistants to recommend you over your competitors when a client asks them a complex question.
That completely flips the script on content creation. You aren't just writing for the customer. You are training the AI that advises the customer.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the why of it all. We've covered the technical how extensively, but we need to bring this home. Why is Double Dome Digital Marketing arguing that this technical AI optimization is the ultimate growth engine for a CEO in 2026?
Right.
What is the real business impact here?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the impact is really about escaping the fluff.
The fluff.
Yeah. For years, traditional marketing agencies have hidden behind vanity metrics. They talk about brand awareness, or they blame dipping traffic on mysterious algorithm updates.
Oh, we've all heard that one.
Right. But the research shows that in 2026, all of that is just noise.
It's a smokescreen for not driving actual revenue.
Exactly. If you don't have an AI-friendly site, you aren't just losing some arbitrary traffic number, you are actively suffering from wasted spend.
Wow.
Think about pay-per-click ads. Businesses are paying exorbitant amounts for clicks that are increasingly coming from bots, while the actual high-intent human users aren't even seeing those ads.
Wait, why aren't they seeing them?
Because the humans are asking an answer engine for a recommendation instead of scrolling a search page. If you aren't the answer engine's preferred recommendation, you are invisible to the people who are actually ready to buy.
The article mentions the system scale CEO. The ultimate goal for a leader operating at that level isn't just getting more random eyeballs on a page. It is predictable lead flow.
Yes.
It's about stopping the endless, exhausting cycle of renting space from Google Ads month after month, year after year.
Exactly. It's about taking that budget and building technical authority so you own the market. It boils down to pure, measurable ROI. Dollars spent versus dollars made. And that transition from renting visibility to owning technical authority is the defining characteristic of businesses that will survive this shift.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? If you are sitting there wondering whether your own company's website is failing or succeeding in the eyes of these invisible AI agents, how can you actually test it?
Right.
I mean, most CEOs aren't developers. No. Do they need to learn how to read JSON-LD to figure this out?
Fortunately, no. You don't need to guess, and you definitely don't need to learn to code.
That's a relief.
The article provides a highly actionable, incredibly simple takeaway for this. Yes, your developers can use freely available schema validation tools online to check the technical backbone. But as a business leader, the easiest, most practical test is to simply open up ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini right now.
Okay, what do I ask it?
You prompt the AI to summarize your specific service offerings based purely on your website URL. Just type in, based on this URL, what are the core services, target target locations and unique expertise of this business.
That is brilliant. You just literally interview the AI about your own company.
And the results will be immediate and obvious. If the AI hallucinates, or if it misses key details about your flagship service, or if it gives a vague generic answer that sounds like it could apply to any of your competitors, well, you instantly know that your site is lacking the necessary technical structure. The AI is guessing. And remember, if it's guessing, you are losing leads.
Let's briefly recap the journey we've taken today. We started by identifying the vision gap, the realization that a beautiful website built exclusively for human eyes is functionally invisible to modern answer engines.
Right.
We explored the technical reality of how AI actually reads, parsing the world into semantic triples and building vast knowledge graphs rather than, you know, looking at visual layouts.
Exactly.
And we looked at the practical translation process, moving from a human-centric design to a machine-readable format, utilizing the structural framing, the schema labeling, and the semantic connections.
The whole house.
The whole house.
Yeah.
The core message from Double Dome is undeniable. In 2026, you don't just need more traffic. You need to be the definitive, technically structured answer.
This does raise a fascinating, perhaps even unsettling question to consider as this technology becomes completely ubiquitous.
Oh.
Let's say every smart business leader reads this material. They all transition their websites into perfectly structured data sets designed exclusively to train AI sales assistants.
Okay, yeah.
What happens when everyone speaks the machine's language perfectly? When every single competitor in your city has flawless schema markup, perfect entity nodes, and pristine technical SEO, how will the AI ultimately decide who is the single preferred answer?
Wow.
When the technical playing field is completely leveled, what becomes the new differentiator?
Now that is a question to keep you up at night. If the code is perfect, maybe the only thing left is the actual unfakeable quality of the human business behind the code.
That might just be it.
The digital landscape is always shifting, and the bar for visibility just keeps getting higher. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the invisible internet. Remember, you don't want to be the one who spent a fortune building a masterpiece of a billboard in a pitch black tunnel.
Definitely not.
It's time to put on the night vision goggles and start building for intelligence. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.